at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
See, that's where we lose the focus. And that's a temptation, a challenge to us all the time. Especially when God starts to really bless you. You can lose focus and start trying to protect the blessing. He starts to anoint you. Now you're protecting your anointing. You get silent on people. People used to talk to you all the time. Now you're discerning them. Sorry, ain't got time today. Text me or email me, you know. Wrong spirit. No, the closer you get to God, the more open that you get. The true freedom is not me. I'm not free. I'm bound because I'm fighting. All I'm called to do is fight the fight of faith. And that I'm gonna give you a definition of that fight, because it's not the kind of fight you think. See, fighting has a bad rap. Because we think of fighting, we think of punching, we think of anger and all that. We'll look at that. It's not bad. In Christ, there's a relaxation. A relaxed mental attitude. If I pray rough, you hear me pray sometimes loud and rough, but I'm hitting stuff in the spirit. And after I pray, then there's a clearance. I'm relaxed. I'm not going out now. And you say something. What? Better back off. You know who you messing with? No, it's been done in the spirit to free me up here. In other words, I went. You go up there in prayer, not against people. My spirit is very sensitive when people's spirit come against me, and I don't resist them. I have the capacity. I don't resist them. I have a shield of faith, but I recognize and I try to find out what's an issue there, what's going on there. But if I get it, see, there's a spirit called provocation, and if you're not careful, you'll be provoked. You'll think people are behind stuff, and that's not even your warfare. See, Joseph had to understand his responsibility under restriction. And see, the moment I think you're trying to bind me up or limit me, it becomes about me and you. It's no longer about God. But see, Joseph understood how to be responsible and free under restriction. See, sometimes there's restriction to train you so that you develop boundaries in the spirit, so nobody has to, you don't have to come and be corrected. You don't fall under judgment. If we would first judge ourselves, we'd not be judged. Come on, tell somebody, that's why you got an apostle. Because I'm going to love on you and keep you in the path where the green, amen, keep you lying beside the still waters and not let the devil get on you. Because see, you'll be fighting a battle before you know it. You'll be all tangled up and twisted up and tied up and wonder where the anointing went. The anointing is sweet. It's tender. The circumcision of the heart makes you sensitive, not angry. That's a challenge to people because it makes you vulnerable. Now you really trust God, but when you get there, watch, you become a wonder, a sign, because God starts working for you. See, a lot of times you're trying to do it yourself. You cannot perfect that which is started in the spirit with your flesh. It'll never work. You always will hit a wall, and then you will start pushing in your own strength, and then you lose the anointing for it. And that's not God's will, because you're anointed for something. Amen? Our heart must remain tender. Yeah, hard as I preached in Jamaica, I tell you, the roof came off the place. I mean, literally, no, not literally. But in the spirit, we really, it's just a wonderful, wonderful time. But after it's all over, we're tender. We're not arguing with people. You know, you ain't got time for nobody. And, you know, you're guarding all this. And what kind of foolishness is that? Yeah, that's not where we live. That's where we preach. But what we preach, we live that. We're living. It's the life. You see, it's the life. Your life ceases to be a struggle when you can have a relaxed mental attitude. We're watchful. I'm most perceptive when I'm relaxed. You can be talking and laughing with someone and hearing things. And saying, but versus, you know, being on guard and thought I heard something. No, you ain't heard nothing. What was that? That was your shadow. Thought I saw a devil. I saw something on YouTube. Something about when Obama went to Kenya. He was with all these delegates from Kenya, and he just got off the plane, and you know, and they were talking about how that this image went across the camera real fast. And one of the guys, I guess a so-called prophet or something, said that, you know, yeah, there are devils over there. There are devils over there in Kenya. There are devils here too. There are devils everywhere. What kind of sense that make? Because they saw a little flash or something. I watched that. I said, that could be anything. It might have been an angel. But everyone wanted to make spooky stuff out of. Because that's where the mindset is. But that's, to me, it's foolishness. There are devils over there in Kenya. I've been there. There's some worse ones here. It is. But it's foolish. We wrestle. We're conformed to the image of his son. I don't know if I finished that verse in Romans 8:29, but we're conformed. For whom he did foreknow, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So we're destined or predestined to be conformed. So everything that's working in our life, if you'll accept. And I'm not talking about we're just living carelessly and loosely and doing all kind of stuff and expecting greasy grace. No, we're serving God because the Spirit of God in us will not allow us to just freely sin. Amen. And no conscience and just doing whatever. Something's wrong. Something is awfully wrong. The Spirit of God won't allow it. The Spirit of God will cause us to grieve. If the Spirit of God is in there and you sin, he will check your conscience. There'll be a check. There'll be something that stops. There'll be something that kind of pierces you, and you get grieved because you've grieved the Holy Spirit. And then you repent. But he won't just, you know, it's not just freely doing stuff and just going and doing whatever. No, not someone that's truly born again. Every report that is not a good report is an evil report. And we're to be conformed to the image of his son. Now, tell someone, therefore, we must wrestle. I like the example. I used it this morning. In Greco-Roman times, wrestlers spent months and months, like in the Olympics, sometimes years, in training. But one of the things that they would do is that they would use oils, like the big sumo wrestlers. They would use oils to oil them. I mean, like Esther, 6 months they soaked in oils. These were fragrances. So imagine what Esther, if she was to walk up in here, smell. Everybody could smell Esther. What kind of perfume is that? Way back in the corner. Did you smell that? Yeah, Esther here. Esther up in here. 6 months of soaking in fragrances. Frankincense, myrrh, all kind of fragrances in that. You know they smelled good. Well, the wrestlers would soak themselves in oil in order to make themselves slippery. Slippery. Because they had to wrestle. They had to engage an opponent. And they wanted the opponent not to be able to get a good hold of them. Tell somebody, I'm slippery when I'm wet. The oil represents the Holy Spirit. Now, here's something to think and be mindful of. In your wilderness, not just in a service, but in your wilderness, all the ingredients for the anointing oil were in the wilderness. They weren't in the king's garden. You can't get them at the vegetable market. Publix don't carry it. Come on. They can only be found in your wilderness. When you're going through the barren land, when you know what wilderness is like, when you're in test and trial, when stuff hasn't manifested yet, when things get tight, when there's oppression on your spirit, when you have to wrestle, when you have to engage, when you have to deal with things that you'd rather not. in your wilderness all the ingredients. So instead of, tell somebody, stop complaining, stop murmuring, stop talking, start looking for the ingredients. Because that's where they are found. See, the capacity for God is developed in your wilderness. Not in a service like this. Not even when you shout. When you shout and, you know, you feel like you get that breakthrough, God can only fill you up to the degree that you have capacity. Now, if you are a shot glass saint, hey! Hey, one hey and your shot glass is filled up. You ready to go home now. Your attention span is gone. What the preacher say? What time is it? That chicken I smell? You gone. Your shot glass is filled up. It was funny. In Jamaica, you know, we have pastors from everywhere. A lot of different places come. And I watch their countenances in that. And I watch the different capacities. Some of them went ballistic after the service, just, but some of them, about midway through, their eyes were just looking straight ahead. In the spirit, I could see smoke. There was short circuit. You know, it was an overload. The circuitry couldn't take it. In the beginning, they were shouting. I remember one guy in particular, I see his face right now, he was up. He was an older pastor. He was up. Yeah. About the middle of the service, he's sitting down. He wouldn't even look at me. I was loving on him. I wasn't preaching on him or nothing like that. But just, he had just maxed out. His shot glass was full. But see, it's in your wilderness as you collect these ingredients for the... See, it's the oil that you have to be covered with to enter or to get up here. Now, we all have access. Okay? Every one of us has access. Every one of us has access to the ingredients, to the anointing oil. The high priest was the only one in the Old Testament. We all have it here.
We are continuing in part 78 of Mega Grace, the prophetic transformation, part 2. The prophetic instrument is what God uses to speak revelation or show you realms in heaven. God does this through prophetic people. The prophetic realm is where things already exist. Faith will give you access. Rise to the mind of Christ. Think like Christ. When a prophetic word goes forth, things must automatically change and shift. Stop using unemployed words. Prophesy to your environment. Prophesy to your situations. Patience puts pressure on the environment. It puts pressure on your situations. Prophecy carries both a birth certificate and a death certificate. It kills and simultaneously makes alive.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.